Read somewhere that Bill Bottoms, who was Joe Louis's personal chef, at one time ran the kitchen here.
At one time, that was in the very early days. That was in the early days, Miss Davis was before him, who it was known internationally for the food here at the Palm Tavern.
As a matter of fact, the Palm Tavern was described as one of the classiest places in the entire country that black folks could go to eat.
Well, if you see the postcard that I have that I enlarged, you can see that it was that. And in fact, a lot of people segregated themselves because we had tablecloths and napkins and finger bowls and all that stuff. We had chefs, we had waitresses, we had hostesses. We had everything that took you to the top of the line of dining.
How did the people dress?
Back there then, no one came out unless they were ready to walk down the archway because everybody dressed. It was just natural that everybody dressed to come to 47th Street. You wouldn't be caught dead on 47th Street if you weren't dressed. Because all you had to do was stand at 47th and South Parkway, and you saw the elitist of the elite. You was just somebody to be able to walk down 47th Street. So you dressed like somebody. If you was a shoe repair man, when you came in 47th Street, you looked like a king.
So in terms of the staff and people who worked here, I would imagine that they had to be immaculate too.
They were. But everybody took it for granted.
That was just the way it was.
That's the way it was. The children were dressed. Children weren't wearing things like they're wearing today. When you and your kid came to 47th Street, you were dressed.
We're talking to Jerry Oliver, who's proprietor of the South Side's legendary Palm Tavern, which first opened in 1933, and we're in the Palm Tavern right now. It has become Jerry's Palm Tavern, and became so when she took it over in the middle 50s. It's part of the Cultural Affairs Neighborhood Tours Program, run by the City of Chicago. And earlier this year, Jerry Oliver was, by the proclamation of the mayor, declared a cultural icon. How's it feel to be a cultural icon?
Well, you know, I have to pinch myself every now and then and say, girl, you really climb you?
Black celebrities of every stripe came in, and we've read about this, people from Lena Horne to Langston Hughes, Dizzy Gillespie to Quincy Jones, in later days, the Temptations to Duke Ellington. We hear so much about Duke Ellington and what an elegant person he was, and how when he came into a room, brought some magic. Can you talk about that? Because he was in here, right?
He was here, but he wasn't in here when I was in here.
Okay.
But he was here. But I met him, and he was a gentleman personified.